Now, your host, Michael Cohen, with a Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
We're back. Michael Cohen, producer James Platy. Well, the newly revised three-year restructuring plan approved by the Lansing School Board has led to a citywide sigh of relief now that all three high schools will remain open, although with all the restructuring now being done, is the new system likely to be a permanent one? To talk about that, I'm joined by Myra Ford, the president of the Lansing School Board. Myra, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
You're welcome.
So Charles Ford on the program last week, he was the lone dissenter. He says he doesn't like the part of the plan which creates these preschool through third grade classrooms and school buildings. He says our elementary schools are doing very well right now. Why break them up?
Well, research has shown that we need to focus much more clearly on early childhood education. The phrase that our interim superintendent has used is that in preschool through third grade, children learn to read, and in fourth through sixth grade, they read to learn. By putting our preschool through third graders in separate buildings, we're able to do several things, one of which is to have our teachers, when they receive the professional development that we try to do with our teachers, they can focus on the areas that they teach. In a pre-K through fifth grade or sixth grade building, it quite often when they do professional development, it doesn't pertain to every teacher because it depends on what grade level they teach. This way we can focus on early childhood things.
Is this Yvonne Kamal-Kanul, the interim superintendent, is this her plan then?
Yes.
I see. Are you pleased with her work so far, and could she very well end up being the permanent superintendent?
Well, I can't respond to the second part of your question. I'm very pleased with her work so far. I think the board is in general, you know, all of us are pleased with what she's done so far. She's worked very hard. She's been very diligent. She is definitely focused on academic achievement for our district and not simply, you know, closing schools in order to save money. This is a program that focuses on improving academic achievement and improving student growth.
Now she can't apply, right, for the superintendent position, but she can be chosen by the board to take that position, right?
That's correct. There is nothing that would prevent us from selecting her, but you are also correct that we made it a condition that she could not apply because we didn't want it to have an impact on others who might decide not to apply if they thought she was going to be given that opportunity.
Is she in some ways a favorite among the board?
Well, I have to say probably at this particular point in time, we are very impressed with what she's done so far. In terms of when you say favorite, as far as for continuing, that's something that, you know, we're going to have to continue to look at.
Now, the problem with superintendents in Michigan is that they have an average of 4 years on the job. I know that Dr. Wallace spent about that much time here in Lansing. What was the issue there? Were you pleased with his work?
Well, first of all, we're actually being told that it's more like 3 years average on the job for a superintendent. It's a tough job. There's no question about that. There's all kinds of challenges that school superintendents are facing, and certainly in Michigan with this, the economy being what it is. Dr. Wallace was not necessarily received very well by the community of Lansing. I think the fact that he came from outside of Lansing and never really, you know, integrated into the community and brought several of his top-level people with him, also from outside of the community who never moved here, has been kind of a sore point for a lot of folks. And I think that's, you know, been a detriment, you know, for us in terms of trying to encourage people and move forward, move the district forward.
Although he did support Yvonne Kamal-Kanul stepping in once he departed, right?
I don't think he supported it or opposed it. He certainly recognized that it was a decision, you know, that the board had to make.
Now, Eastern and Sexton High Schools are both half empty. With this plan making them 7th through 12th grade structures, do you expect them to be near capacity?
Well, we expect Sexton is going to be just under 1,200 students. Eastern would be, if I remember the number correctly, I think they would be at somewhere around 1,600.
And that is near capacity.
I don't know that. I think, yes, in the sense that our buildings are utilized differently than they were. There have been more students at both schools in prior years. But you have to remember that we went out and did a bond a few years back when we built Pattengill. And as a result, several of the labs were, we built new labs in our schools, which, you know, took up more space. And we now have closed campuses for lunch. So that makes a difference in terms of the fact that you have to feed all of the students in the building.
I see.
So I would say probably that's going to put us close to capacity, at least at Eastern, yes.
Now, Otto Middle School, Elmhurst, Wainwright, and Bingham Elementary Schools all being closed. Is this the end of the school closings for, let's say, 5 years or more then?
I don't know that I could say 5 years. I would say definitely for 3 years. That's, you know, there isn't any plan, you know, to close any additional schools for at least 3 years. We're going to be looking, and we have no choice. We've got two high schools in Lansing that are older buildings. Certainly Otto was our building that, or is our building that's most in need of, you know, costly repairs to the infrastructure, but Sexton and Eastern are also both, you know, needing a pretty serious work done. And so we're definitely going to have to prepare the community somewhere in the relatively near future to, you know, consider the fact that we may have to build a new high school and close both of those buildings.
I see.
They're doing what we refer to as aging out.
30 seconds left. When you look at the process of getting the superintendent, how quickly will it move along, and when do you expect to decide?
Well, April 16th is our next. No, I'm sorry, April 19th is our next scheduled meeting with the search firm. And at that point, you know, he will bring to us some of the people that he feels, you know, would make acceptable candidates for us. And then we'll decide where to go at that point.
Myra Ford, president of the Lansing School Board. Myra, thanks for joining us this evening.
You're welcome.